Welcome to this podcast about Point McKenzie and Kinnick Arm in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Point McKenzie is on the northern shore of Cook Inlet, at the entrance to Kinnick Arm, about 15 miles southwest of Eagle River and 3.2 miles northwest of downtown Anchorage, Alaska. The point was named by Captain George Vancouver on May 4, 1794, for the Right Honorable James Stuart McKenzie, a Scottish politician and astronomer. The point comprises glacio-estuarine deposits from the late Pleistocene, chiefly sand and gravel. These deposits are layered over the Bootlegger Cove Formation, which consists of silt and clay up to 115 feet thick, and has been radiocarbon dated to between 16,500 and 14,000 years ago. When Europeans began exploring Alaska in the late 18th and 19th centuries, the Upper Cook Inlet region was home to dozens of Dena'ina, or Ta'ina, Athabascan villages, whose people were sustained by the area's rich diversity of fish and wildlife. The Upper Cook Inlet Dena'ina called Point McKenzie Dilhi Tunch Del Usht Bedeg, meaning point where we transport hooligan. It was a trade site where the Degele Tet'ana, the people of the Talkeetna Mountains, traded with the Kinnick Arm Dena'ina. Joseph Whidbey, the sailing master of HMS Discovery, surveyed the shoreline during Vancouver's expedition and noted shoals extending over 5 miles from shore between the West Foreland and Point McKenzie, as well as evidence of violent winds from the many trees that had fallen toward the west and northwest. In 1968, shortly after the discovery of oil at Prudhoe Bay, a planned community called Seward's Success was proposed for Point McKenzie. The megaproject envisioned a fully enclosed dome housing 40,000 residents, with residential, office, recreational, and commercial space, its temperature controlled year-round at 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The glass shell would have functioned as a greenhouse, while energy was to be generated from natural gas available on-site. Transportation between Seward's Success and Anchorage would initially have been provided by a high-speed tramway across Kinnick Arm, with a monorail eventually connecting the two cities. Cars were not to be permitted. Within the dome, moving sidewalks would serve as the primary means of getting around. The idea was abandoned in 1972 following delays in development of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. The name alludes to Seward's Folly, a popular epithet for the 1867 Alaska Purchase, advocated by Secretary of State William H. Seward. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.